Have you ever seen the movie Elf?
I haven't seen Elf.
You haven't seen Elf?
Yeah, I don't know what my deal is.
Where the heck have you been?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
How the spaghetti, you put syrup on spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried that?
Just pancake syrup?
Well, yeah.
You don't use tomato sauce, right, I assume?
No, just plain spaghetti boiled and then put syrup on it.
How's it taste?
Really good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nice. I will have to try that. Wait, you don't think so, Jerry Ann?
I don't know. That's a lot of syrup.
Well, you don't have to put a whole bunch of syrup on there.
I know, but...
Well, fine, Buzzkill. Man.
I really like syrup.
I like that idea. I'll give that a shot sometime.
It tastes really good.
Well, thanks for the endorsement on that.
All right.
Bye. Stooks in the morning, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I've been thinking about calling in for a while now, and now I have to.
Well, good for you.
I just want to say that people that let their kids walk to school when they're like 5 years old by themselves, little girls, are crazy.
Yeah.
I live on Fort Riley, and I have to complain because I constantly see little kids that are like 5, 6 years old walking like 10 blocks to school by themselves when there's at least 5 known sex offenders that live on Fort Riley. That's not including delivery people that may come on here every day and stuff like that. And it disgusts me that these parents just can't get out of bed to drive their kids to school.
Even if you're in a real nice, like the nicest of nice, no crime neighborhoods at all, I don't think you want your little kids wandering around for a variety of reasons.
You would be surprised at the amount of little kids that are walking to school by themselves.
That's too bad.
And maybe people aren't aware that sex offenders actually live on military posts, but there's at least 5 registered that live on this post. And you don't know about people that, you know, failed to register themselves.
Yeah, sure.
So I just wanted to say that because it's really driving me crazy, and maybe somebody will actually listen to this and they will actually figure out that their 5-year-old daughter should not be walking like 10 blocks to school by themselves.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you calling in and letting us know about that.
Thank you.
And take care.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Hey, yeah, man. Here's something for you.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, you guys are in radio, so you guys know all about, you know, copyright and all that jazz. I had this guy, and I don't know him personally because he gave it to my little brother, and my brother gave it to me. But I have a copy of the Ghost Rider movie that's still in the movie theaters. And, you know, this was given to me because I'm all wanting to watch the movie, you know, and because my little girl's seen it with her mom, and you know, I mean, she, you know, wants to talk about it with me. So we're going to go see it. But this disc was given to me. And I'm like, where'd you get this from? And I guess they downloaded it from the internet. But when I went, I called someone, you know, to let them know. I was like, look, you know, I don't want this. You know, how are they doing this?
How'd you get it now? A friend of yours just gave it to you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to pay for it or nothing, you know. And I guess my brother my brother has like a giant music collection. And thinks he's a DJ or something, but he made this guy some music CDs, and this guy gave him a copy of Ghost Rider, and he's supposed to get like that would be 300, you know. Also, yeah. I'm like, how are you getting these?
Yeah, man, those movies get on the internet quick, quick. I bet you could go find 300 right now.
I popped it in to see, you know, what it was about, you know, just to make sure it wasn't just something stupid. And it's the movie.
Yeah.
I felt bad, right? Because I'm like, man, I lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
When I was married to my ex-wife, and I turned the guy in. Because I didn't turn him in, but I turned the movie in. He gave me the movie Ray, and it'd only been in the movie theaters for 2 days.
Yeah, man, this stuff's just getting leaked online quick. You know, that's it. Someone puts it online, and then they use BitTorrent or a file sharing service to get it across the internet, and other people, you know, they enjoy it.
Well, what was crazy, right, is this guy that actually downloaded the movie Ray was a federal employee, so of course now he's sitting in federal prison. So, I mean, not that I want to get this guy in any trouble,
because
he happens to be a soldier, you know, and I mean, I'm a veteran myself, you know, and I'm all, you know, support the troops and everything, but I'm thinking, dude, you got to know this is wrong, man.
You want to know what's wrong? What? Is $5 popcorn, $3.50 Coke.
Yeah.
It's all that stuff. And you know what? As much as we want to complain about the whole file sharing thing, you know, music's getting shared and this is getting shared and everything, music sharing started because of the record industry saying, oh, no, we don't want to do that because then, you know, they're built by one track and not the whole CD and all this crap. So they put that off forever, and then people started sharing illegally, and then finally iTunes came along so people could have music the way that they want it, you know, the way that they want their favorite songs on the go. And then the movie thing's the same deal, man. People want to see these movies, and they don't want to have to go out to the theater to see them. And so to them, and a lot of people are just clueless on it. They're like, well, okay, I got a copy of this movie, then, you know, whatever. There are a lot of people who don't know, you know, like, you shouldn't have that. You know, you shouldn't be using that. But, you know, they bring it upon themselves. If they made that stuff available commercially when the day it comes out in the theater and got rid of this weird 1950s mentality that movies should always debut in the theater, maybe they wouldn't have this problem.